I Am Too Absolutely Small for School, a Charlie and Lola story by Lauren Child. I have this little sister Lola. She is small and very funny. Now, Mum and Dad say she is nearly quite big enough to go to school, but Lola is not so sure. And Lola says,
I am absolutely not big. I am still really quite small.
She says,
I probably do not have time to go to school. I am too extremely busy doing important things at home.
But I say, at school you'll learn numbers and how to count up to 100. And Lola says,
I don't need to learn up to 100. I already know up to 10 and that is plenty. I have 10 fingers and also I have 10 toes. And I never eat more than 10 biscuits in one go. 10 is enough.
But Lola, I say, what if 11 eager elephants all want a treat? How would you count up how many treats that would be?
Well, says Lola, I'm not quite sure.
And I say, and what about learning your letters, Lola? If you know how to write, you could send cards to people you like. And Lola says,
I like to talk on the telephone. It's more friendly and straight away.
But not everyone has a telephone, you know, Lola, I say.
Who doesn't?
Says Lola. Father Christmas, I say. You have to write him a special note and put it up the chimney to tell his little helpers your Christmas wish. Otherwise, the little helpers might get your wish muddled up.
I didn't know that, Charlie, says Lola.
And Lola, I say, don't you want to read words? And then you'll be able to read your own books and understand secret messages written on the fridge. And Lola says,
I know lots of secrets and I don't need to read words and I've got all my books in my head. If I can't remember, I can just make them up.
But Lola, I say, what would you do if there was an ever so angry ogre who would not go to sleep unless you read him his favourite bedtime story?
I don't know, Charlie, says Lola.
And then Lola says,
I would like to read to an ogre and count up elephants and put notes up the chimney, but I absolutely will not ever wear a school uniform. I do not like wearing the same as other people.
And I say, but Lola, you do not have to wear a school uniform. At our school, you can wear whatever you like.
Oh, says Lola. You wait there. I know exactly what I can wear.
Well, Lola, I say, that certainly suits you, but you cannot go to school dressed as a crocodile. And Lola says,
this is not a crocodile, this is an alligator.
I say, you can't really go as an alligator either. Because alligator is for best. For school, stripes are nice.
Really?
Says Lola.
I like to wear stripes, says Lola. But what will I do at lunchtime? You know I will not ever, never eat a school dinner.
My sister Lola is fussy about food and I say, but Lola, you can take your very own packed lunch in your very own lunchbox. And Lola says,
I do not want to eat at school alone or by myself in my own.
And I say, but Lola, at school you will meet lots of new friends and you can have lunch with one of them. And then Lola says,
but I already have my friend Soren Lawrence. I would like to have lunch at home with him.
And Soren Lawrenson is Lola's invisible friend. No one knows what he looks like. And I say, well, Soren Lawrenson will be going to school too. And what will he do if he can't sit next to you?
Oh, you're right. Soren Lawrenson is a bit slightly nervous to be at school on his own. I will absolutely have to go too, says Lola.
And walking to school, Lola is all wobbly.
She says, Soren Lawrenson is feeling slightly not very well. He is worried he will not be able to count numbers and do letters and read words and no one will talk to him. So he will be all by himself on his own.
And Lola, I say, it'll be okay. You'll be fine. I bet you'll both have a really good time. And after school, we'll have pink milk at home. But all day I'm worried I don't see her at break and she's nowhere at lunch and I can't find her at home time. She's not by her peg. But then there she is and she's not all alone by herself. She's hopping along home with somebody else. And at home I say, Lola, I told you that you would have a good time. And Lola says,
oh, I know, Charlie, I was not worried. It was sorry Lawrenson who was nervous, not me. I was fine.
The end.